Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It's 11-3-2022. Oh, Lord. I'll tell you what. This thing is going to get wild weasel even more. And I thought I would read to you just so that everybody feels good. I see you out there. I see you out there. I hear you. You can always reach me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And I know what you're up against, and I feel your pain on the dadgum inflation and all of it, because I'm going through the same thing. And here's what I thought we should read tonight. And the Lord had me turn to it. And basically, it's the Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers and under His wings, and shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. And there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has sent His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. And I will set him on high, because he hath known my name, and he shall call upon me. And I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that good book, the Holy Bible, is the one to go to. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I will tell you what, you're going to have to, if you have not already, repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because without Him, you ain't going to get down the road. Without Him, you ain't going to make it. Not going to make it through what's getting ready to come. Oh, yes. It's just really, really, really getting to be quite interesting. And that's not in a good way. Ladies and gentlemen, I talked to you, it's been about a month or two ago when we first brought out to you that we thought that the Russians were bringing in mini subs or some kind of a thing, or maybe the Poseidon drones. The Poseidon drones carry nuclear weapons that could cause a tsunami of 1,000 feet high, okay, that would be radioactive. They could be deployed on the coast of the United States, or they could be deployed in Lake Gichigumi, in Superior, in Michigan, in Huron, in Erie. They could be deployed in a river, so to speak. They could be sent if you want, they could go the hypersonic route. But we've got a lot of threats, a lot of problems, a lot of things that are just incredible. And this is what Lucifer wants. Lucifer wants chaos. Ordo ab chao. And for any 33rd degrees out there, I don't know, maybe you as a 32nd, you might know. But I'm going to tell you what. That ain't me. I'm just telling you that I know from talking to somebody of that Ordo ab chao is the model of the 33rd degree. And Albert Pike is going to look down upon you because he created it. And Albert Pike worshiped Lucifer the Lightbringer. All right? You didn't see him pull his statue down in D.C., did you? And then old Red China Joe, he went on telling about the violence in the, and how bad it is, and the Republicans are the mega maga muga magas and all that stuff. Gonna destroy democracy, and whatever was in that speech apparently gave the green light, apparently, allegedly gave the green light, because Obama used to give those speeches, you know? And then all of a sudden, some nut would go off and go wild and start shooting a bunch of people or try to attack somebody. So we had Bolduc up in New Hampshire. He was attacked last night. Somebody come out of the crowd at him. And that was after Biden's stuff. And then there was somebody in Illinois where somebody calls up and leaves a voice message on the phone of a Republican candidate, said he's going to carve him up and cut him up and also his children. So it seems like some messages were given to MK Ultra type subjects in the text of Biden's message, allegedly, because they used to do the same thing in Barack Hussein Obama's messages, the Lizard King, you see. But the FBI, good old FBI, they ain't Efren Zimlis Jr. anymore, are they? And if you go back and they need now, they don't want Seth Rich's laptop or any information about the Seth Rich murder to come out for 66 years. Well, how come? Was it because whenever the guy got shot or whatever and he was taken to a hospital? And if you recall, Seth Rich was in the hospital. And then some guys came in that flashed the badges, flashed the ID cards or the badges. They came in and they weren't local police at all. They came in and told the doctor to leave the room. And then after they got done with Seth Rich, well, then the doctor, they said, you can go back in. And then at that point in time, Seth Rich terminated. He died. So I'm going to tell you what, who's they going to say, you know, what's going to be the deal? Are they going to cover up their complicity in the death of Seth Rich? Or who was it that killed him on behalf, allegedly, of the Clintons? All right. And then now the FBI is warning of a threat to synagogues. Is the FBI sending in one of their people and one of their MK Ultras to attack a synagogue so that they can get, you know, the support of the Jewish people in the United States? You see, ladies and gentlemen, all this talk about democracy and all this stuff, did you see where, once again, all the documents have come out now, how the Department of Human Sacrifice, the DHS, the FBI and all the different people were working with Twitter, Meta, or Facebook, all the different social media, Instagram, Google, all of it, to suppress freedom of speech in America. You got Mayorkas, Commissar Mayorkas, Mayorkas, Commissar Mayorkas. These people are destroying the United States. These people are destroying it. And then what? the election in Brazil. Now we hear and know, allegedly know that the CIA was knee-deep in fixing the election for the communists in Brazil. Now, why is that interesting? Because the Brazilians have some oil offshore now, and they have all kind of natural resources, and they have all kind of water, like in Amazon, and that kind of thing, you know? And they have all of these resources, and the underground aquifers, and all of that, that are not tapped, plus all the metals, and the different things, and the ability to grow food as well, plus the oil. And it's the only one that the Red Chinese, the only country in South America, they haven't sewn up completely with their investments and their trade deals. Remember when George W. Bush tried to go and he was going to go down to South America and cut all these deals? And before he went down there, the Chinese had signed up 47 different countries on treaties and locked them into their stuff. And then you remember when, I believe it was Argentina, or I forget which one it was, maybe Chile, maybe Argentina, maybe Bolivia, W. Bush was getting ready to go inside the building to speak and to meet with these people, and they grabbed him and pulled him in, but they pushed out his Secret Service agent, his lone Secret Service agent. They were bringing him into the building to do whatever they're going to do with him. But old Bush had a little strength, old W. had some strength, and he pushed back and pushed that door open and dragged his Secret Service man in with him. But that's when we lost South America. But they didn't get Brazil, so now it looks like the CIA is working on behalf of the Red Chinese, working on behalf of the Red Chinese so that they can take over Brazil, okay? And get their hands on the oil and all the natural resources. It used to be the Organization of the American States that the U.S. was dominant in. And now that no longer is so. Now, before we came on the air tonight, I was talking to the those who watch and listen and who have the deep background information. And we talked to you about how that Lake Superior last week was in play. Lake Michigan in play, probably with the Russian Poseidon drones that have the nuclear missiles, or with other nuclear weapons in mini subs with small teams or that kind of thing. And we talked about that a couple months ago, and we were right dead on the money. We started reporting it, and they were coming in through the St. Lawrence Seaway and coming down all the lakes, all right? And then coming on up all the way up into Superior, all the way up into Huron, Michigan, Erie, all of them. And Ontario, you know, I mean, just all up and down the Great Lakes. And then we also were talking about back then how they were also sending surveillance aircraft, and not just regular surveillance aircraft, but they were sending Poseidons, not to be confused with the Soviet Poseidon. But you see, the P-8 Poseidon would be able to be the one that has the most sophisticated sensors that could find that drone on the bottom, or find the mini sub on the bottom of Lake Superior, or Lake Michigan, or Lake Huron, or Lake Erie. But then this afternoon, we also found that the P-8, of course, they've been getting fueled up by the tankers, and that there's some railway that comes down from Chicago, down through Terre Haute, and then down by Evansville, and that P-8 was tracking that railway down there. Did somebody in the Russian camp, or it could be the Red Chinese, as far as that goes, but likely the Russian camp, did they put something on a train in the Chicago area and send it on down? Is it being bound, something that's bound but is covered in the sense of it's probably pretty good protective factor that maybe only the most sophisticated sensors can detect the radiation, exposure, a small leak, or something when they move it or jostle it or jog it? Because are they coming down then to go into where? Are they going to take it from Evansville on over into the New Madrid Fault in the corner of Missouri? Part of Missouri, Arkansas, Illinois, down there past Cairo, all right? On the Ohio River, they're going to take it down there? Or are they going to take it where they were looking then after that? They looked down in there, then they went further east into eastern Kentucky, into the hilltops and all the different places. And then, you know, I told you also back a month or two ago and then last week about the TVA dams, Tennessee Valley Authority dams, which have a tremendous amount of power. You've got them on the Tennessee River. You got them on the French Broad River. You got them all kind of thing. You got the deal down there by Nashville. You got the down on the French Broad. You know, you got the Duke Power Plant down in there on the North Carolina-Tennessee border. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, I think that if something happens and we've got, what do we always talk about? Wild Weasel. And then we talk about Function Junction, Casey Jones Function Junction, where Casey Jones and his clones are all on railways going full boat with the throttle pushed all the way down, the hammer down. And Casey Jones is high on methamphetamine and the moonshine and is heading for Function Junction. All the trains, all these things going at the same time. The calamities, the catastrophes. Bank of England alarm, longest recession in history. They're talking about losing trillions already. We've lost trillions in the United States already. We're talking about the bond markets, which are huge. Crap it out. We're talking about the BRICS, you see, and that's Brazil. If you see, Red China gets more control over Brazil with the lefty Luna da Silva, then they can take over and get the oil from Brazil, the natural resources, all of the items that they want. And then they've got South America locked up in control. The Russians are helping them, and with Cuba, and the Russians are in also Venezuela. They got missiles down there. They got the sub bases in Cuba 90 miles off the coast. The Russian subs are all up and down the East Coast, which there's another E-6B, E-6 coming out of, the D.C., Oceania, area, and then going on up by New Jersey and that area, New York City, and they're on and up and down the coast running racetracks looking for subs are looking for a launch or something. The P-8 went back to its base, which happened to be at this time somewhere in Ohio to land, but that's not where a P-8 normally would be. Normally they'd be off the coast or they'd be off Florida or in the Gulf Coast or the West Coast or the East Coast looking for submarines. Well, they're still probably looking for submarines or the Russian Poseidon drone submarine, which can stay autonomous and stay quiet and deep, real deep, and then be able to react at a moment's notice. And it can also move of its own accord to slip around so that nobody can find them. It can stay still for a while, and can stay out a long time. Well, now, Hawk, just how do them big Russian submarines come through the... We're not talking about the big Russian subs. We're talking about freighters, or we're talking about research vessels, or somebody's big yacht. It could be somebody's yacht from, New York or Canada coming down the Great Lakes, but it really is owned by the Russians, or really owned by the Red Chinese. If we get to the point where we're coming to, or this stuff is getting ready to go down. We got elections. We got 25 days or less, maybe 21, 22 days of diesel. Particularly in the southeast, there's shortages of diesel, but it could be anywhere. And if a nuke goes off, ain't no trucks going to run. There's no railroads going to run because the railroads have diesel engines. Unlike AOC tell you, you can just get on the subway and go to Hawaii, okay? But I tell you what, there's evil afoot in the United States, inside the United States military, intelligence community, the banking community, treasury, the, you know, inside of the executive branch and the legislative branch. And I also heard something very deep background kind of a thing. I'm just going to tell you this in a general way, because I was never able to see it because the person who sort of told me about it can't send it to me because it ain't supposed to be sent. But this was about somebody high up, allegedly high up in the Space Force or in space intelligence. Not quite clear on that, but somewhere in those areas, who has stated and came out and stated in these reading rooms where they can talk to each other, intelligence people and former intelligence agents of the United States or retired can go and read and see what's going on. Some people are good guys who are telling the truth. They're being told to shut up. Some of the top people, like I'm just now telling you about, apparently and allegedly, and I have not seen it, but I trust hearing about it, that they wrote down apparently in one of these reading sections that their power, they derived their power basically from worshiping Lucifer, okay? It was put in terms of an ancient Roman and Greek god or like Apollo or Apollyon, you see. Something like that. But on in depth, basically focusing on basically Lucifer the Lightbringer, and that's where they get their power. So that should tell you where the power is coming from for many of these people in the top slots. And Lucifer wants chaos, because then he's going to cause his people to set the order into the chaos. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you recall what I've always told you and read to you? I'm telling you, somebody's going to come for you. Somebody's going to come. Remember Greg Evenson and I talking about, you know, some time ago about the domestic insurgency and the declaration of a martial law, 12 October 2008, and how we went down through all the different things. Here, this is one of their things. Propaganda activities directed against the education system. Okay? They're talking about diversion of crops and meat from markets, unexplained shortages of food supplies when there are no reports of natural causes, increased reports of pilfering of foodstuffs, sudden increase in food prices, possibly indicating opposition levied tax, unwillingness of farmers to transport food to population centers, indicating a fear of traveling on highways, spot shortages of foodstuffs in regions or neighborhoods associated with a minority group or a weaker competing interest groups, while food supplies are generally plentiful in other areas. The mountains are always short on food. The mountain states, the Appalachians, the Smokies are always short on food. The Rockies, conversely, sudden local shortage of foodstuff in rural areas may indicate the existence of an armed opposition group operating in that region. Sudden increase of meat to markets, possibly indicating slaughtered livestock because of a lack of fodder to sustain them. Is this sounding all like the food activities that are here? This is not being caused by some domestic insurgency. Okay. The appearance of emergency relief supplies for sale in black markets, possibly indicating diversion from starving populations. Well, that's going on for sure in Ukraine and different places. Appearance of relief supplies for sale in normal markets in a country or region recently suffering from large-scale hunger. You see, they're blaming this on domestic insurgency, but what's going on is that this is what they are doing to us. They're going to take away freedom of speech. They're going to take away the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And shortly before November 2008 presidential election, George Bush signed these directives, which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Presidential decision directives. They go into what they're going to do. Cordon and search. Screening and documenting the population. It's been told to me that even in some condo buildings in Ohio and other places, where normally you just have an address and a mailbox, and they don't have necessarily the name of the people, okay? Because it ain't nobody's business who lives in the house, you see? You don't put your name necessarily out on the mailbox in front of your house or down at the end of the lane by the country road. You don't necessarily put your name on it. You'll put the box number or the address. But they're starting to really, really ramp up the taking down of the names of Christian patriots, Bill of Rights activists, people who believe in Lord Jesus, people who believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They're starting to take the names and really get the lists and everything ready to go, because they're going to come. They're going to come. They're going to do the cordon and search. They're going to come into the neighborhoods. They got the spies, you see. And you would just be not even believe how many times that Antifa has walked through every neighborhood in the cities and in the suburbs. They're going to operate out of the fusion hives and give their orders and all the stuff out of them. And all you big cities, they got fusion hives. Yeah, hello to in Cincinnati, to those up there on the hill on the old telephone company deal. Does your guy still go out at night, smoke a cigarette, prop his door open out the back door? Bet he does. And they go in there and they've got all these huge screens with all the cameras from all the roads in your downtown areas. All of the Ring doorbells could be called up and put onto that. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got a time here now where this is going on. But I'm going to tell you what old Solzhenitsyn had to say. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, for an example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Well, if you're listening to this show, you're aware of the situation. You're aware of the situation. And I will tell you what. Make every house a Solzhenitsyn front porch house. Make every block a hard block. Make every street a hard street. We have the right, do we not? Do we not have the right, Declaration of Independence? Shall we read that again? I think maybe we should. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent, of the government. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, like when you're trying to destroy the election and get Joe Biden elected and suppress freedom of speech about his son and the $1.45 billion allegedly gotten from the Chinese Communist Party bank, plus the other millions and millions, all of which there was a percentage going up to the big guy, allegedly Red China Joe himself. So whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established shall not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. I bought that one at Thomas Jefferson's house, along with a copy of the Constitution as well. So I'm going to tell you what, this election, you need to get and vote in this election. And you better pick where you want to be and vote in it, because this will be the last chance possibly to have election conducted. And depending on who wins, and I'm going to tell you what, I still think that the Democrats can steal this election through the computers and through the manipulation of all those ballot harvesting and all the stuff going into them boxes, you know? Because if they have that, and if they start to kind of count them early a little bit, some kind of way, or see who's there, or what's going on, or take a sample of them and see, you see, then they can bring in another few semi-loads, few, you know, at the end. Run them on through. And then Biden himself allegedly saying, well, we need to, well, democracy is such that we need to take 2 or 3, 4 days to figure out who wins. No, we can find out that night. Let's start counting them right now. All right? They're early votes. They're not. They are votes, aren't they? But you better count them quick. Because you see what happened in Brazil. Allegedly, the CIA allegedly colluded with the communists down there to elect Lula. And then that will give that country over to the Red Chinese. Well, what happened? Hundreds of thousands of Brazilians are in the street. dead at the Army barracks. Ordo ab Cao. So it gets down to cases here. Red China Joe and his crew will probably go to nuclear war rather than lose the midterm election. That's an opinion, which I have a right to express and to think. This is going to be really wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. Then at about the same time, we have the potential strike of the railroad unions, which I don't necessarily disagree with or agree with. The wrong timing, because it's being allegedly engineered, in my opinion, to coincide with just after the elections, okay? So that if there is something and needs to be done, they can do it that way and then crap out on all of the railway goods being transferred. And that includes oil, that includes liquid natural gas, that includes gasoline, that includes chemicals, that includes food, coal, all kind of stuff. So I told you last week, set yourself up as your own general store or your own supply sergeant or master chief. And continue to continue to put back whatever is on your list that you most need. Water purification, like a Berkey Lights with the black Berkey filter, or the big Berkey, or the Imperial Berkey, or whatever, one of the bigger ones that if you've got a large family, or if you've got a whole neighborhood you want to purify the water for, you're going to need a bigger one. For drinking and cooking. Containers to put that in. I would also tell you to get aerobic 7, which is a treatment, an oxygen treatment to treat water, to kill the viruses and bacteria and the parasites in it so that it doesn't get bad. You could also get the MicroPure and the different stuff, the Halzone tablets, all the different items like that. Mezzo Silver would probably help to do some of that itself. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get very, very wild weasel, I'm afraid. I pray it doesn't, but I'm going to tell you, when I do that, I don't hear from the Lord that everything is going to be okay right now, because the Lord refers me back to Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Revelations and Ezekiel 38, 39 and other books of the Bible and verses and chapters and verses. But this top person, high up, allegedly, and either the Space Force, and you remember the good guy, the first Space Force guy, Trump put in, and then they got rid of him real quick because he was too good. He was good, and he had the better interest of the United States and of the people of this country and of Christians and everybody, and was on the side of the Lord. Now, the MMB had to split back in the day. They had to split from the evil black magicians, okay? Because there was a contention as to who should win. One wants Lucifer to win. The other wants our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus to win. So I'm telling you, continue to prepare in earnest and speed it up a little bit. Speed it up a little bit. But it looks to me like the Russians, probably the Russians, have brought stuff in the St. Lawrence Seaway in one of their ships and have either brought in, maybe both, the Poseidon drones that can do a 1,000-foot-high tsunami that would wash the water all the way down Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, all of them, wash it all the way down south to the Gulf of Mexico, and to create an inland sea. And it would take out bridges and towns and cities, railroads, every kind of thing you can imagine, and split the country in half, all right? You're going to need food, and long-term storage food is the best. Home canning, excellent. Lady J taught a bunch of people in the Smokies how to can again. Smokies in the Blue Ridge down in there. But you also need to get long-term storage food, the freeze-dried or the dehydrated kind that's lighter of weight and easy to do, but you're going to need water to reconstitute it. Hence, the water purification and storage of water. The smaller the container, the better. If it's, you know, 5-gallon jugs or 1-gallon jugs or whatever it might be, 15-gallon, but the 50-gallon, 55-gallon drums, if you got the food grade, that's what you got, and I've got some of those, but you got to be able to pump them out, and you're not going to be able to transport them. So you've got to be able to get water wherever you go if you have to run. But I'm going to tell you what, make it hard. Make your house hard with the Solzhenitsyn front porch. I don't know who's coming. Is it going to be the Red Chinese? Is it going to be Russian Spetsnaz? Is it going to be street gangs, okay? Motorcycle gangs, whatever it might be. If you read One Second After, or if you read Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, that's James Wesley Rawls. One Second After, read about the battle at Black Mountain in Swinoa and all of that in the North Carolina. That's in One Second After, William R. Forstchen. It's a forage book. There's other books to read, too. All kind of good ones to know it. But I'm going to tell you, I woke up this morning dreaming, having vivid dreams. And I'm going to tell you what, the organized street gangs and the motorcycle gangs wreaked havoc in certain areas in these dreams. I was still alive, but I was on the run. All right? I've had those dreams before. I'm on the run. They're hiding me in this factory basement, or they're hiding me in this barn or that place, and somebody comes and says, Hawk, they're coming for you. It's time to get up. We got to get you out of here. But I'm going to tell you what, pray to the Lord Jesus to provide you true sanctuary for your family, and if he asks you to stand on his behalf in the gap against the hordes of evil and against the Luciferian scum and their minions, then you better get your people to sanctuary, and then you stand, okay? You do everything you can to stand. You've got your rifle. You got 2 sidearms. You got 2-3 knives, okay? You got a sawed-off shotgun maybe down the back of your rucksack, okay? Ready to go, all right? You got all of that. You got your PASGAT helmet or your Mitch or whatever you're going to wear. You got your level 4 body armor on. And you're sitting in a trench or a spider hole overlooking the path where you think the enemy's going to come. And then when the time comes, you get up. You set it up. They come through that door, the front door, and you're on Solzhenitsyn ports, and take it to them. Take it to them and do not allow them to come into your home to take your family, your money, your food, your business, your car. Do not let them come in and take it. Stand up. Stand up and stand in the gap against evil. And when the time comes, advance on them and take it to them. Advance on them and take it to them. Harry their supply lines. And I will tell you what, you be the baddest son of a gun in the world when you stand with the Lord Jesus against evil. And you're saying, Lord, come with your angels quick. We're going to stand in the gap and hold the ground. We're going to stand in the gap and hold the ground. That's what we're going to do. And don't let them take this country away from you. Don't let them take this thing away. Don't let them bring in the red Chinese hordes. Don't let the Russian Spetsnaz blow the TVA dams. All you people who are in special forces, special ops, you Rangers, you different people, you know you're trained. You know that you used to train against Spetsnaz coming in to blow the TVA dams with backpack or suitcase nukes. Did something come out of Lake Michigan that had been on a mini sub and then got transferred to a train that we needed a P-8 Poseidon aircraft that normally would be looking for nuclear submarines and nuclear weapons or launches? Did they have to then follow the trail of the railroad tracks from Chicago down by Evansville? And where did it go from there? Did it get unloaded? Did it go east into Kentucky or over into the Smokies? Or is that just one of many? So I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not repented of your sins, ask Jesus to come in your heart and be your Savior. And you see, Matthew 25 is the prescription of preparation to be ready for when the Lord comes, when the bridegroom comes. So I don't know what this election's going to do. It may not be like the Republicans think it's going to be. They may steal it again, just like they stole the Brazilian election, allegedly. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I can only tell you that you had better be ready and do the very best you can. And the best thing to do is to pray to Lord Jesus. You know, you go to John 14. He says, if you ask it in my name, I will do it. Keep my commandments. Read John 14. Read that again. Read that to your family. You want to see Jesus manifest himself to you? He tells you what you need to do if you want to see, and he will manifest, and I will manifest myself to you, he says. You do this, this, and this. But if you need to read John 14, all the way through, by the way. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Believe me, anything is most needed and most welcome. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, you know, and it could be a couple gold quarters, a silver dollar. It could be a little bit of a tenth ounce of gold or an ounce of gold. It could be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Email is radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And may Lord Jesus protect all of you out there against all evil. May he provide you with medical miracles if you need them. May he provide you with all of the items needed and wanted in order for you to endure until the end, like he tells you to do and wants you to do in Matthew 24, all right? Luke 21, you know, he's telling you, he wants you to stay in the game, wants you to survive, you see. And then here's what I was talking about, too. nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. You see, that's what's getting ready to happen, you see. But settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, how can that be? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for what's getting going to be wild weasel. And I'm going to tell you what, I would pay attention. If you got a truck or some kind of thing, you better see any kind of way that you can find and get additional diesel and to continue to top off the tank. Continue to top off the tank when you see the availability of the diesel. Brother Steve Quayle's got gold or silver for you. He's got his ability. You can still sign up for his private briefings and QPiles 2.0 to get the info and intel he's bringing to you. You can also get all kind of his books that are still left. The ones still left, you better get them because he's not going to be able to reprint them because he can't get a quote, and availability of paper and ink is in shortage. Well, paper and ink is in shortage to print books. Then you won't go very too long when food is going to be totally not available. Or clean water. And the Federal Reserve and all this stuff, I've heard they put a little fence around it for protection, I've heard. But if something goes down in the Ukraine or something goes down in Taiwan, I'm going to guarantee you, you're going to probably see tsunami weapons pop the Great Lakes. You're going to probably see that happen off the coast of Oceania. You're going to see it in the Gulf of Mexico. You're going to see it off the West Coast. And you're also likely to see hypersonic shots, whoosh, less than 5 minutes, land on key military bases. New York City, the capital, D.C., you know, Oceania, Bragg, Treasure Island up of Jacksonville there, all the good stuff, you see. Benning, you know, anywhere that can be really a bad boy group that can get to you quick, you're going to see like San Diego, Pendleton. Paris Island, Camp Lejeune, although they've nailed that with the water. They nailed the Nimitz with the water. They nailed the Abraham Lincoln with the water. This is war. Asymmetrical war is already being fought. So govern yourself accordingly. Ladies and gentlemen, call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you and get him to load you up with whatever you want. Get you some books. It's got a special on the books. Also, get the private briefings and sign up for them. The Quayle, the QPiles 2.0, which is another briefing, you see. Get those things so you know what's happening. You know what's happening. Also, still on fire, and we can still get books, songbooks, and Bibles in the dialect of the mountain villages, the mountain yards in Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states of China, Vietnam, and Myanmar, you see. And the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie. It is their Indochina Bible Project. Anything is most needed, most welcome for them, any amount, send it to them. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, M-Y-E-R-S, Myerstown, P-A, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I will say this. Give a prayer to the Nunemakers that the Lord Jesus would provide them with medical miracles. And also to the two Tims that I emphasized the other night. And to the Jarhead, to B and E of B, and to all the good people, our grandmother friend down in Florida, who fought the meth head in her car and said, "Oh no, Lord Jesus, help me now. This is my purse. Don't let this man take it." And he was inside the car fighting her. And then a white man, a black man, and a Hispanic man all came at the same time. And they grabbed that guy up out of that car and threw him to the ground. And the Lord Jesus came to help her. Well, let's pray for her. Let's also give Brother Quayle a good prayer, you know? Lord Jesus, we go to Brother Steve Quayle. Will you uplift him and will you restore him back to full health? In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. But keep in mind, this thing could pop. You better get some cash out of your bank into your hands. And I'm not talking about take all of it out. That's up to you. That's between you and the Lord, okay? You and your financial advisors. But you better have some on hand because it'll work for a while. But if you got silver, if you got silver dimes or silver quarters or silver dollars or silver halves, 90% silver is not a bad thing to have. The good old pre-1965 U.S. silver coin. Or ounces of silver. Or gold, but the gold is going to be for a bigger type purchase. Because when it finally goes, it's not going to be, it'll be for a little while, numbers in dollars, but after a while, it's going to be the king. So don't go into there, Luciferian, knifed out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights and for your family. Mighty men and women of valor, strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Bendigo, preachers, I know.